Your life is your greatest work of art, and it all relates back to the synchronicities. Welcome, everybody, to Integrate Yourself. I'm your host, Allison Pillow, and you can find me at allisonpillow.com or finallythrivingbook.com. Today, I'm speaking with Craig Goldberg. He is a relaxation expert and technologist on a quest to help humanity achieve a deeper sense of inner calmness through the use of sound and vibration technology. He's a vibroacoustic therapy practitioner, and his work is backed by 40 plus years of research showing the many benefits of this type of therapy. So today's show was so amazing, and man, I enjoyed it so much because I'm really into this, learning more about frequency, vibration, how it all works with the physical realm and the energetic realm, how they interplay, and how it really helps with the body in its healing process. It's everything is what I'm learning. So today is a really amazing show to learn more about that. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. So my insight for today is all about creatorship. And this has a lot to do with vibration too, because we have natural law. And one of the natural laws is about vibration, the law of vibration. And I feel like that's very suitable for today's show to talk about as it relates to our personal creatorship. And as you know, if you've read my book, you'll see the chapter about what you focus on flourishes. And that's an old saying, but it's very true, because when we focus our energy in a certain direction or to certain people or to certain events, it creates, you actually get in tune with that vibration. So how it works is you start with the energy tone. So where you start by focusing on the things you want to focus on with feeling, saying them out loud, and then that changes your frequency. So it's like changing a channel or a radio station or something, just tuning into a different radio station. So it brings you to that. And what I teach my students is we do what's called energy statements. And this is what I learned from my coach, Hannah Beer. She taught me how to set the tone for your energy. And really, this is just a question. It's not an affirmation as much as it turns into an affirmation eventually. But what it starts off as is a way to tone the energy and to redirect it. So it's a question. What will it take to, or what will it take for me to fill in the blank? And so once we've set the energy tone and we can redirect it, then we can actually change our frequency, tuning into a different station, so to speak. And then what that does is it has an effect on our vibration, because what the law of vibration is all about is that everything is vibrating, even if it looks solid, like the table that you're sitting in front of. Even though it looks solid, it has movement in it. It's vibrating on some level, even though you can't see it with your eyes. So your body is like that too. We're all vibrating. And so what this means is that because of that, you are attracting with your vibration, or going to a certain dimension of reality with your vibration when you have a certain level of it. So for example, if we're vibrating slower, we're going to have a lower density reality as if we were vibrating higher at a higher frequency. And so you can see this in life. Like, look at a hummingbird's wings. If it goes, they go so fast, you can't really see their wings. You know, there's a lot of animals that demonstrate this, and your body can be the same thing. So just think of it like that. It's really cool. And we can also look at somatics and see how that works, which is where they put the sand on the plate and then they play an instrument, and it creates different forms, kind of like snowflakes or sacred geometry forms. And so this is the same thing with your body. Your body will reform physically when you get into a certain vibration. So this is what we're putting together all the pieces of this. And it's so cool. I really love it. So as this relates to your personal creatorship, if you can begin to repattern and become aware of stories that are really running in your subconscious mind and start to change the beliefs around that, change the story around that, create new stories, really clear out the old stuff, the old programming that we've grown up with, that we've learned throughout the years, that's been projected on us from other people. Because sometimes we just see life through other people's eyes and we think that's the way to do it. But really, we have to learn how to start seeing life through our own eyes, our own way of doing it. And so that takes what's called an individuation process. You have to individuate yourself from the collective for a bit to get to know yourself and feel your own energy, feel your own vibration, know what that feels like. And then you come back into the collective from there. So it's like we're really creating our outside world from our internal world. Another natural law is so within, so without. So what you're creating within is getting created without, and vice versa. So if you're always looking outside of yourself, you're creating that, you know? So, and missing the inside parts, right? So that's another way to look at it. So what I wanted to say about creatorship, personal creatorship, is that we are here to create. This is what we're here to do. And I've been thinking about this for years, and this is why I've been into creativity for the past 3 years, because I feel like it is the pathway to this higher enlightenment place within ourselves. You know, it doesn't have to come in a beautiful spiritual package, although these spiritual tools and teachings are wonderful, but it has to be something that we can practice on a daily basis to come home to ourselves that really resonates with our soul, you know? So again, you're trusting within. You're learning how to cultivate that trust within to know what tools to use, how to use them, how to prioritize time with yourself so that you can bring back that time, focus, and interest into yourself. And again, that's redirecting that focus to learn how to take care of yourself. And then you get to go back in the outside world and extend that care to others. And you can only do that when you're starting to practice that for yourself. And from there, you get to create whatever you'd like. You get to create something different. You get to use your imagination to do that. But if we're not going within first, if we're creating what I call just in a distorted way, if we have a distorted creatorship, that means we're creating out of old wounds or traumas that we're not aware of, that are really running in the background. And this could be just something, a belief you picked up along the way. It doesn't have to be, you know, something that you remember as a trauma. And it can also be something that was very traumatizing for you. So it could be anything. So that's why it's really important for us to start to reflect on that, start to look within and see what's going on, see what's blocking us from being the creators that we really are, which is we can create anything. And that's really special. So I teach my students this in my class, Finally Thriving program. And we're getting ready to do another one in August. So if you want to get on the mailing list for that to get notified when it goes, when registration becomes open, go ahead and get on my newsletter. You can go to alisonpillow.com and get on it there. I will put a link in the show notes. And we're going to be doing a 3-month, 12-week course and coaching program. So each week you get a module from the course, and basically a lesson, and you get to, you know, have a full week to practice it. I wanted to give everybody enough space to be able to really integrate what I'm guiding you through here. And then we have a live group coaching session with me every week, and have a couple of guest speakers that come in. We do a breathwork meditation together, and I teach you how to move the energy through with breathwork. It's something that you can use every day to do that. As well as we go through voice, and we learn about our voice signatures, and we learn about how voice can actually change your body vibration too. It's really cool. As well as getting grounded in your wellness routine, like how are you doing with your nurturing and nourishing yourself with food and movement and rest and play and all of those things. So we go through all that. And then at the end of it, you come out with a wellness practice that works specifically for you, where you can now start to be the creator of your own reality. You get to take that power back. and assume full responsibility for that in your life. And then you don't get dragged in all these dramas in your life. You don't get pulled in. You become more aware of what's happening. So if you do get pulled into something, then you have the tools and the skills to bring that awareness to that situation. And then, make it a better situation for yourself from that. So that's another way to look at it. So really getting out of survival mode, those reactive responses of not being aware of what's happening subconsciously in ourselves, and then bringing that into awareness so that we can become the conscious creators we have always been. So if you want to be a part of that class, it's a really amazing class. The next group is going to be incredible. I just know it. We're going to have so much fun. We always do. Go ahead and sign up for actually a discovery call with me if you want to talk to me more about it, and sign up there, or you can get on my newsletter list and I will be sending you details very soon. So thank you so much, everybody. And without further ado, I want to introduce you to Craig Goldberg, everybody. Enjoy. Your life is your greatest work of art, and it all relates back to the synchronicities. Welcome to the show today, everybody. Have a wonderful guest. I have Craig Goldberg today. He's a relaxation expert and technologist on a quest to help humanity achieve a deeper sense of inner calmness through the use of sound and vibration technology. He is a vibroacoustic therapy practitioner, and his work is backed by 40 plus years of research showing the many benefits of this type of therapy. He is also a patented inventor, constantly exploring new ways to use sound and vibration to help people reduce stress and anxiety, heal and transform their lives for the better. Craig is passionate about his work and truly believes in its ability to provide a path toward a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Thanks so much for coming on the show today, Craig. I'm so happy you're here.
You're welcome, Allison. Grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah, I was so interested in having you on because you're talking about sound and vibration therapy, which is a big thing. People are talking about that lately. And, there's so many products now that are coming out that are helping people heal this way. And so I wanted to expose people to what you're doing. So I'd love for you to share more about yourself, how you got into all this, like if you have a background in music or if you just stumbled upon it a different way, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. There is a lot of buzz around what we're doing. We've been doing this for 6 years. So we've watched this slow roll of interest coming out from really all walks of life, all different countries. It's been really a magical kind of build as we've been out evangelizing and talking and having a very similar conversation for the last 6 years. It's nice to see what's happening right now. I am very much like many of your listeners. About a decade ago, maybe a little bit more at this point, my wife got sick, and doc after doc, nobody could tell us what was wrong. In the end, after test and negative after negative, it wound up being gluten. We removed gluten from her diet, and within 72 hours, all of her symptoms went away. It was what doctors called miraculous. And we began a deep dive into really understanding the impact and the influence of the foods that we're consuming and its impact on our physiology and its impact on our immune system in particular. And this led to a deep dive into obviously diet and nutrition and understanding biochemically what's happening in the body when we're exposed to different environments, mainly what we put in our mouth, what we put on our skin, and what we allow to be kept in the air around us. And my wife and I got really into this. When you start to dive into these topics, you start to realize that perfume and cologne, deodorant and lotions, some of them have really horrendous ingredients in them. And we basically decided to rid ourselves of all of these ingredients all at once. It was a big weekend as we were getting prepped for our weddings. And part of that was the cologne and perfume and deodorant, the big ones that I had mentioned. I went to work one day and I came back and my wife kind of greeted me at the door, gave me a hug and a kiss. And she was kind of like, how long have you smelled like that? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I smell great. Like, I'm fine. And she's like, no, you don't. You're not leaving the house like this tomorrow. And she went out to the local health food store and she came back with like 25 bottles of essential oils. And this began a love affair with understanding essential oils. We deep dove into that. We started traveling all around the country, teaching, training, and educating on the efficacy of essential oils. Really powerful topic. It's something that's near and dear to my heart. And we're going to these yoga festivals, yoga retreats, and they all have kind of sound healers that are there. And I gravitate towards the sound healers. And I would literally go to my hotel room, I would get settled, and then I'd go straight to these sound therapists and sound healers. And I fell in love with it. And I'm an audiophile. I like good sound, and I've always had a great sound system. So I bought a gong CD and a crystal bowl CDs, and I went home and I cranked it out of my stereo system to try and recreate that same experience that I had in front of a bowl. And it turns out I was using the wrong technology. Technology that I needed was a tactile transducer. And literally just a few months after playing with this and trying to figure it out myself, I was introduced to my now business partner, Dominic, who had the first sound lounge, and I had my first sound lounge experience. And this is a piece of technology that you can use. Think of it as a delivery system for sound and frequency directly to the body. And of course, this was 6 years ago. I know an awful lot more about it at this point. And we have dove deep into understanding sound and vibration and its impact on our physiology, hence the certification in vibroacoustic therapy, which is the body of research that governs what we do. And as you mentioned in the opener, that body of research goes back to the late 1970s, more than 40 years at this point, and is focused on how sound and frequency impacts our physiology, our anatomy, our neurology, and how it can have a soothing and calming effect on our day-to-day lives and on our nervous system or our nerve system. And I'm kind of changing the name to the nervous system. That's like the calling it like the anxiety system.
I've heard other people say that. Yeah.
I like the nerve system and really how our nerves operate in the body.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Yes. I would like to expand on something you mentioned about vibroacoustic therapy and the benefits from that. I would love to kind of start there and what it's doing for our nervous systems, what you're finding with the people you're working with as well.
Yeah. So vibroacoustic therapy, it's obviously a big word. Vibro means vibration. Acoustic means sound. So it's vibration and sound therapy. Sound and vibration is around all of us all the time. Even now, as it's nice pin quiet here in my room, there is still a hum coming from the electricity, coming from the different frequency devices that are in our everyday lives. We're constantly exposed to all sorts of different frequencies, whether it's the humming of the electric lawn or the lawnmower that's outside cutting the grass, right? Your body is constantly coming into what's called harmonic resonance with all of the frequencies that we're exposed to on a regular basis, good or bad. And I don't believe there are any bad frequencies, but basically the benefits of vibroacoustic therapy are putting yourself in an environment that has a consistent and positive impact on your physiology using sound and frequency, using music. That's ultimately what this is all about. We all know, we all vibe to a particular music that we just resonate with. That it's just, it's our jam. For me, it happens to be house music, melodic house, deep house. That's my favorite. But for others, like Raquel Figlo does all of my press and PR. And she's into like heavy metal. That's like her jam. we were just down at the Super Bowl this past weekend with our tech. And we drove all the way down, we drove all the way back. And she kept playing a couple tracks every now and again. She's like, you don't really love this, do you? And I'm like, no, it's just not my jam, right? Not bad frequencies, just not in my vibe, right? So we all, and that could be house music, hip hop, it could be classical, whatever it might be. Vibroacoustic therapy simply focuses on specific frequencies and their impact on your physiology. How do we do that? What benefits do we bring to answer your question? Is we calm and relax the nervous system by triggering specific chemical cascades that bring about a parasympathetic nervous system response, which is associated with cool, calm, and collected, as opposed to a sympathetic nervous system response, which is associated with stress and anxiety or fight or flight. And many of us are walking around in that sympathetic nervous system response triggered all day long, and we can't figure out why. And we could talk about what those reasons are. Some of the other benefits, in addition to resetting the nervous system in about matter of about 15 minutes, we also send triggers and send messages to every muscle group in the body telling it to relax. So not only are you resetting the nervous system, but you're also literally sending a trigger that overrides the brain's control of the nervous system, telling those muscles to relax. It helps with lymphatic drainage, helps with recovery for elite athletes, which is why we were down at the Super Bowl, or for weekend warriors, the same. Increases that recovery period, shortens that recovery period, and increases your ability to recover after a strenuous workout. And then my favorite, which is it just feels good.
That's my favorite too.
Experience, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to biohacking, I think of like cold therapy. Nobody likes cold therapy. Nobody likes diving into 33 degree water. That's never fun, but we do it for the mental benefits of it as well as the physical. Vibroacoustic therapy, on the other hand, feels amazing, and it's very soothing and calming to the conscious mind as much as it is to the subconscious mind.
Yeah, that's so valuable. It's so valuable. And it's good for us to know that getting into alignment, getting in that harmonic state and aligned with that is so easy. You know, it's just so natural, right? And because our bodies vibrate, you know, our bodies have that sound of vibration. No, you can't really hear it, but it is vibrating. And so is the earth is too. So we're always kind of calibrating to these vibrations in our environment. And so with that, I want to also talk about something you also mentioned there you did say earlier that there's no bad frequencies, but you know, you had mentioned also that sometimes people feel really crappy and they don't know why. And it's sometimes because they are in like maybe lower density frequencies, or maybe the frequency of all the electronics we have, our electromagnetics we have around us. Could that be what's going on in your opinion? And does the acoustics, they help with that?
Self-care is finally a cultural phenomenon. The hashtag self-care has appeared on social media millions of times. So why aren't we applying it to our health and wellness? Instead, we beat ourselves up for not finding time to exercise, or we work out so hard that we suffer from joint and back pain. We struggle with diet, stress, and insomnia. That kind of health and wellness just isn't relaxing. It isn't joyful, and it definitely doesn't feel like self-care. Finally, Thriving invites wellness into your life in a whole new way, bringing genuine self-care to your health and wellness routine. Learn how true self-care actually helps your body regenerate. Discover quick, simple exercises that build strength and flexibility, powerfully but gently, with hidden treasures along the way. Journal prompts, breathing exercises, relaxing meditations, and more. Merge your physical, mental, and spiritual wellness into one with Finally Thriving, and embrace a self-care wellness routine that will nourish every aspect of your life. If you want to pick up a copy of my book, Finally Thriving, head over to the link in my show notes. You can get it on Amazon. You can pick it up as well on as an ebook or audiobook. It's available there too. And if you want to dive deeper with me, you can head over to my wait list link and join the wait list for the Finally Thriving program, where we dive deeper into these aspects and learn more about ourselves. It's a 3-month course and coaching program, and you get coaching from me every week. If you're ready to finally thrive, you can pick up a copy of my book or listen on audiobook, and this is going to take you through all the things, all the steps that I've brought my clients through and myself over 20 years of coaching, holistic health, wellness, and holistic healing. This is wisdom that will last you a lifetime. So follow the link on my show notes to pick up your copy of Finally Thriving so you can finally thrive.
So we just went through, right? Everybody, all humankind on the entire planet, we all just went through this pandemic, right? And hopefully we're on the other side of that. They say here in the States, things are going to open up. The emergency acts is going to be lifted and blah, 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 right? We're going to push through. And that's amazing. Most of us are back to what's a normal life anyhow. The next pandemic that we're going to face is one of mental health, is one of figuring out. And really, this pandemic did wonders to increase suicide rates. And I mean, the mental health pandemic is really here right now. Anybody that's in that space will tell you that all of the numbers are through the roof. Suicide rates are on the increase. Treatment-resistant depression, treatment-resistant anxiety, PTSD. Look, families just spent a lot of time together, locked down in their homes. That led to tons of family issues. And again, we are facing some pretty big issues when it comes to mental health here in the United States. I can't speak for the rest of the world, but certainly here in the United States. And a big part of that is because many of us are walking around in a triggered nervous system response, in that sympathetic nervous system response. So we talked briefly already, sympathetic versus parasympathetic. Sympathetic is associated with stress and anxious. If you're stressed and anxious, and many of us are, you're walking around in a sympathetic nervous system response. Well, why is that? So that part of the brain that triggers the nervous system into a sympathetic nervous system response is part of our reptilian brain. It's been around for millions of years, or maybe not, but thousands of years nonetheless. And it is triggered to keep us alive. It is triggered to bring you from cool, calm, and collected into fight or flight. Now, that's designed when your body is in danger, when your life is in danger. And fortunately or unfortunately, look, many of us are walking around, we're pretty safe. Like, you look like you're in a really nice home. I'm certainly here in a nice house. There's a lock on my front door. Like, nobody's really banging down my front door. I suppose the possibility is there that, you know, there's certainly break-ins and burglarizing houses and homes. But generally speaking, we live in a pretty safe environment.
Yeah.
So if I live in this safe environment, then why am I being triggered? And that's because we perceive these external threats and happenings as something that's a threat to our livelihood or a threat to our life. Something negative happens at work. There's a threat to my income stream. Something happens with a family member, right? All of a sudden, these new threats are being interpreted by the brain as a threat to our life. Or one of my favorites, where I'm driving in the car and this beautiful device is just outside of reach and it's dinging and it's going off and I've got messages coming in and I can't get to it. That's triggering a nervous system response. Being angry, being unhappy for whatever reason, sometimes justified, sometimes not justified, it triggers this sympathetic nervous system response. Now, when we're in a sympathetic nervous system response, four things happen. And this is really important to understand. Once you understand and can figure out why you're getting triggered, or more importantly, what you can do to become untriggered, like using our technology, like taking a few deep breaths, like getting out into nature, there's a lot of different solutions out there. But there are four things that happen. The first and most important is adrenaline and cortisol flow through your blood. This sends power and strength, energy to the major muscle groups of the body, and it removes energy from other places. It also, that cortisol makes you hyper aware and hyper present in the current moment. And this is really important because if you get triggered by reading an email right before you go to bed, you're not going to sleep very well.
Yeah.
Because of that cortisol and adrenaline that's flowing through your body, right? So bloodstream. So there's a lot of different applications to understanding these four things. So that adrenaline and cortisol is flowing through your blood. That adrenaline and cortisol begins to turn off three main functions in the body. The first is it turns off digestion. Digestion is the second most expensive process in the body as far as energy is consuming behind the brain. And you don't need to digest food if your life is in danger. You need to fight or run. So digestion is turned off. The second is it turns off your immune system. Something that's pretty important over the last 3 years is having an active immune system. But if you're fearful or scared, if you have that triggered nervous system response and sympathetic, you're not, your immune system is turned off. And lastly, and I think most importantly, it turns off rational thinking. So even though you're making decisions, you're not making rational decisions. So even though you think you're making a good decision, it is not rational. In fact, it's quite the opposite. You're being irrational in those decisions that you're making. So really, when you're in that sympathetic nervous system response, you're really ill-equipped to handle day-to-day trials and tribulations in this amazing society that we have co-created. So it's really important that you do something to get yourself back into that parasympathetic, back into that cool, calm, and collected outlook on life. And many of us are walking around in a sympathetic nervous system response from the moment we wake up until the moment we go to bed. And then we're tossing and turning all night. We can't figure out why we're not feeling well. You have adrenal fatigue, you have issues with your thyroid, all of your hormones start to misfire, and you have issues with digestion, leaky gut, and a variety of other things that can start to come from it. And a lot of it stems from the fact that we're walking around in a triggered sympathetic nervous system response for a majority of the day. And it takes hours for us to naturally get back to parasympathetic from sympathetic, from stressed and anxious to cool, calm, and collected. So tools like ours and the many others that you mentioned, and we could talk about a variety of different ways that you can reset your nervous system back into sympathetic, back into parasympathetic. But that's one of the biggest issues, is just recognizing and understanding that you just got triggered. I mean, look, I have conversations with my wife where she'll say, don't do that thing because it triggers me. And that triggered statement is triggering her into that sympathetic nervous system response. So it's a really big issue and something that I want to bring a lot of awareness towards, because for so many people, this is the crux of the issues that they're having.
Yeah, I don't think that a lot of people realize or aware of that they're in a survival mode, and then they're really reacting to everything in their life. So you're not able to respond, like you're saying. So if you're in a calmer state, you can then respond to your life in a way where you can make good choices and decisions, right? And you feel good.
And we know this, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple different examples. So you're driving to work, you work your 9 to 5. You take the same route every day for seemingly years, if you've been there for a long time. And this one particular morning, you've got a meeting, you've got a deadline that starts at 9 o'clock. You left a little early and there's construction. Three lanes are shut down and there's a detour, and that detour adds an extra half hour. And on this particular day, you just don't need that, right? If you wake up that morning and you're cool, calm, collected, right? You're like the Fonz, everything's cool, everything's good. And you get onto that route, all of a sudden you go, you know what? It's cool. I'm going to make a quick phone call. I'm going to push off this meeting. I'm going to crank up some music. I'm just going to enjoy the ride. The flip side, if you're stressed and anxious that morning, right? You got up on the wrong side of the bed. You didn't sleep well the night before. You got into an argument with your significant other. Your family's having issues, whatever it might be. And you get in that car to find that detour. And all of a sudden you're in this downward spiral. It's just, you can't handle it. You don't know what to do. When the simple solution is just to make that one phone call to push off that meeting, to give yourself the extra time, and you miss that solution, right? And then obviously you're just stressed and anxious, and maybe you get into an accident on the way, whatever, but you're not equipped to handle, to make those decisions, because you're not thinking logically. You're not thinking rationally.
Yeah, that's a great example. Yeah, that's because it's all about perspective. It's where you are at in that moment, right? And that's what we want to do. We want to be more consistently in a calm place so we can have a perspective of openness, which is what I think is the way to go. Yeah. So I have a question about your how do you say it? Like your product, I guess. How is it different than just listening to music? You know, is there a big difference there? Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't unpacked from the Super Bowl yet. You see me look to the right a couple of times, because I usually have a tactile transducer that's sitting right here, and it's in my garage in a box right now. But the big difference is that you are feeling the frequency. So I'll actually use a couple tools that I created here, and I will throw a few pictures up using a virtual background. And this way you'll be able to see. So one of our products is this. It's our meditation cushion. And you can see how this gentleman is sitting down. He's got headphones on. Right underneath his root is a tactile transducer. It's a disc about this big, and it's got a magnet in it, which oscillates. It translates sound into vibration. So not only is he listening to the frequencies of the music that we're playing, but he's also feeling those same frequencies. This creates a three-dimensional, fully immersive experience that your brain interprets as you are inside the music in a very unique way. And then, of course, we also have our sound lounge, which same gentleman modeling on our sound lounge. There's four tactile transducers inside our sound lounge. They're right up and down the spine. He's listening to music. It's powered by the amplifier. So you could listen to music. And then, of course, I think our most unique application, same gentleman on our practitioner table. And this is built specifically for vibration therapy or body work. And so if you're acupuncture, acupressure, massage therapy, chiropractic, your client can experience vibroacoustic therapy while you're working on their body. It's incredibly calming. Wow. It's incredibly soothing and really just absolutely blissful. So when you're listening to music, that music and that frequency is being projected on you. Look, even if you're using AirPods or a set of headphones, that music is exclusive to the ear canal, the auditory nerve, and what's happening here. The magic of our technology really happens because every cell in your body is included within the vibratory experience. All of the mechanoreceptors that are in your skin are sending triggers to your body that align with and harmonize with the same triggers that are coming through the auditory nerve. And this is what creates that three-dimensional, fully immersive experience of sound and frequency. This is what creates the magic. This is what creates the resetting of your nervous system. This is what creates the physical and physiological benefits of increasing or decreasing lactic acid buildup and increasing lymphatic drainage. It's really the expression. And it is, I mean, you feel it. It's one of the most beautiful things that I love of vibroacoustic therapy is that we have the most powerful tech on the market, no doubt. In fact, I just use my Sound Lounge at 50% of the total power. You don't need much. Less is absolutely more. But the vibration that we get out of our transducer is very unique in the marketplace. We have them made specifically for us with a very specific frequency range. And you absolutely feel it. Like if you're familiar with PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, you can lay down on a piece of technology and not feel it. Some of it you do, but some of it you don't. Red light therapy, it feels great to have the light on you. Infrared, you absolutely feel. Red and blue light, you don't necessarily feel it. Everybody gets off my tech having felt that experience, feeling changed because every cell in your body is vibrating up and down. I mean, that meditation cushion where that transducer is positioned, your earlobes bounce up and down. Your teeth chatter. If as you relax your jaw, you know, it's sending signals to the muscles in your jaw telling it to relax. So as your jaw starts to dangle, your teeth start to chatter. I mean, it's a very unique experience from just listening to music through a home stereo system, even a car stereo, even a system. You really feel moved through the experience.
So that's amazing. So it's like you're feeling it at a cellular level. Like you are feeling it, your cells really coming into alignment. It sounds like even so. Yeah. It kind
absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Go on.
Well, no, I was just saying, it reminds me of those old fashioned like vibration machines, but this is with sound. So it sounds totally. Sounds more powerful, you know, like, yeah,
it is. Look, that's mechanical vibration. And there's lots of mechanical vibration, even in this era, in this new age. I know exactly. I think everybody listening has that picture of that woman in the 50s, like talking on the phone while she's like, you know, prepping dinner and getting that massage back and forth. Those machines exist today. There are vibration plates that you can get today. And there's actually a lot of really interesting exercise science about working out, doing squats, what it's doing for the fast twitch muscles in your body. It's fascinating research. And you could absolutely get a today's version of that piece of technology. And you're right. What we do is using sound as vibration, and it is a much different, much more penetrating. And because we're working with fluctuations in the frequencies, when you look into vibroacoustic therapy, actually, bigger muscles recognize lower frequencies, smaller muscles recognize higher frequencies. So as you're moving in and out of these different frequency bands within each music meditation that we've recorded, you're getting a multitude of benefit where every cell in your body, every muscle in your body is feeling that vibration, feeling that frequency, getting that message to relax. I say this often, everybody deserves to feel the deep level of relaxation that our technology provides. So many of us are walking around strung out, spun out, stressed out. And when you get on the Sound Lounge and you put on the headphones and you lay down, particularly with the Sound Lounge, just because you are laying down, and you lay down and you just melt into the sound lounge in a way that is so relaxing. It is so rejuvenating. And I say this often, like everybody really needs to feel what it feels like to have and experience that level of relaxation. This is why I can call myself a relaxation expert, because I could put just about anybody on this tech. And within your first session, 2-3 sessions, because sometimes it does take some time, you begin to feel that level of relaxation that just overwhelms your body with ah.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. And so many of us hear all the time, just relax, just relax. You just got to relax. And it's like, well, how do I do that? You know? And like you're saying, most people probably haven't experienced that fully, you know, and this sounds like a whole new level. How does this offset all the electromagnetic frequencies we're being bombarded with on a daily basis that is actually affecting our nervous system too?
So it can. Mm-hmm. We've done some research on electromagnetic frequencies. Everybody's a little different. I'm not sensitive to them at all, believe it or not.
Me either. I'm not either. I don't think.
I carry the AirPods.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. I mean, it doesn't affect me. I have a tri-meter. I have a tri-meter in the drawers that are right behind me. And I absolutely test for it. It's obviously something that's really interesting. I've got a smart meter that's right outside while I rent this house. So I can't ask them to take it out. It's right near my daughter's room. There's absolutely frequencies that are coming through there. My daughter loves the tech. She's on it on a regular basis. So all of these external electromagnetic fields are constantly bringing us out of balance. If you're doing something on a regular basis to bring you back into balance,
yeah,
it's going to help to offset that exposure. Most of us aren't doing anything. Most of us aren't getting, I just watched a video that said we are the indoor generation. That we are right. No longer going outside, and that many of us are spending 90% of our days indoors. I unfortunately fall into that practice. I like to get outside. I like to get outside with my daughter. She loves to play hockey. She's 3 years old. It's the cutest thing ever. We just got her first bicycle with training wheels. Like, I'm certainly spending time outside, but maybe an hour a day, it's not enough. Right? So we need to be doing something that's bringing our body back into harmonic resonance with the natural frequencies of the earth. And you can do it through a Schumann generator or frequency generator, or you can do it by getting onto our tech, which brings you into an alpha and theta brainwave state, which is different brainwave states, which we can talk about. But it also helps to bring your body back into balance, and it helps drop you into a frequency that's more in alignment. And we can certainly dive into this, but this is kind of a Pandora's box that I'm opening up right now, but it brings you back into and closer to a 10 hertz frequency, which is in alignment with nature, with outdoor environments. So large bodies of water carry a 10 hertz frequency. Rivers carry 10 hertz frequency. The desert, open landscapes carry a 10 hertz frequency. So this gives you an opportunity to get back into alignment with the frequency of the earth. The Schumann resonance is 7.83 hertz. It averages about 10 hertz. So these things kind of bring the mind, body, and spirit into alignment with that of nature.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because that's where I was going with it. I wanted to make another joke, but you know, we are raising, you're raising your vibration, right? You're literally raising your vibration, which puts you in a different place as it relates to all of the lower frequencies and vibrations, you know? So if you're, like you said, if you're doing that on a regular basis, you're not going to be affected as much by all of that stuff.
So it's about it's like a checkup. I use the expression, I use the metaphor or the analogy of a pressure valve, right? So let's say you've got something where the pressure can build and build, but there's a pressure release valve. And you know, every day you're pulling that pressure release valve to mitigate some of the pressure that's being built up. Over time, it's never going to explode because you're constantly releasing the excess pressure. If you didn't have that pressure valve, over time and eventually, as the pressure builds inside, it's going to explode because eventually the outward force or pressure is going to be more than can be contained by the walls. So I look at our technology as that release valve. Especially when it comes to that of not just external frequencies and electromagnetic fields that we're exposed to, but other people, My parents were just here for 6 days. I absolutely love my parents. And this was one of the most blissful and amazing visits we've had in a really long time. It was really something spectacular. Everybody's in a great place. It was brilliant. But I can think back to just my own experiences with family where it wasn't, and they can too, right? Where it wasn't. And having access to this technology helps me to come back into balance just after a rough interaction with family, with friends, with a significant other, right? We all have these interactions where they just don't go as well as we hope they would, these short stouts of conflict. And having the ability to get back onto the sound lounge right after those or close to those interactions gives me the ability to reset my nervous system back into parasympathetic. And then I can turn off or turn back on my rational thinking. And now I can think through, sometimes I even think through a solution while I'm on the tech. I'm pointing to my healing room, which is right okay. over there, which is where my tech sits. But so having access to this technology and using it on a regular basis gives the mind, body, and spirit an opportunity to rest, gives you an opportunity to kind of clean off your desk and get things squared away so that you can start to think about solutions and come to them. So it's a really powerful tool to have access to on a regular basis for those reasons.
Yeah. And even if you do like come into a situation where you're more calm and your vibration is higher, you're going to affect people around you. If they're more negative, they're going to feel like, wow, okay, I feel better now just being around you, you know? So Yeah. Do you have people that purchase your products and use them in a professional setting? For example, like, you know how they have the float lounges, would they have a sound? Do you have people that have sound lounges and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We've got more and more centers popping up. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to put a link down in the show notes, wherever you're listening to this and wherever you're seeing this. And that link is going to take you to our website. You can click the logo at the top and that will take you to our In Harmony locator. In fact, I'm going to put the In Harmony locator right on this site so that they can actually find a location where you might be able to find them. So yeah, we have businesses all over the United States, Canada, Mexico, overseas, popping up in more and more countries every day. And yes, absolutely. We have folks that are integrating this into their bodywork professions that are acupuncture, acupressure, chiropractic, even folks that do eyelashes, which is really awesome.
Wow.
And various facials that are happening as well. So you could be laying on the sound lounge while you're getting a facial, which is just absolutely fantastic.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Blessed and lucky to get bodywork twice a month on my practitioner mattress, which is also in my healing room, which is just absolutely blissful and wonderful. And then you have folks that are putting it in their homes or putting it in their office as an employee benefit or leveraging it for their family, their kids, and that sort of thing. The youngest person we've had on the tech is my daughter. She's within the first week of her being on this planet, she was on a sound lounge. My wife did use it through pregnancy. There are no studies on vibroacoustic therapy and pregnancy. Obviously, the risk outweighs the reward should something happen. But I can tell you that my wife absolutely utilized this technology throughout her pregnancy. We did turn the volume and the vibration down very low, but it was absolutely something. And so much so that when my daughter came out and experienced life on this planet, and we, if you have kids, we went through this checklist of like, okay, baby's crying. It's not food. She doesn't need milk. She doesn't need a diaper change. Like, why is she crying? And I put her on, I was like, let's put her on the sound lounge. Sure enough, I picked her head up so that it wasn't against the vibration. My hand wasn't touching it. She's just laying there. And within 10 seconds of her being on there, she stopped crying. She started to look around and smile a little bit. And
oh my gosh, you'd have parents buying those in droves if they knew this, you know.
Look, here's the reality. Going through pregnancy, right? Whether it's a C-section or think about it, you go from this like warm, you know, warm liquid that you're just kind of hanging out in where everything's being taken care of and you're kind of hearing noises and just kind of floating and hanging out to going through the birth canal and coming into this world with bright lights and cold and your nervous system is stimulated, no doubt. And of course, our nurses and doctors do a great job of wrapping the baby up and getting you swaddled and doing the whole thing. But it's a pretty traumatic experience. And that's how we start this life. Like, pretty wild when you start to think about the jump start to your nervous system that really is, the jolt to the nervous system that really is, and having something that can soothe, calm, and relax. Now it's to a point where literally my daughter almost every single day is on either the sound lounge or the meditation cushion. And she will call me over and ask me to set her up. And actually left the sound lounge. She knows how to do all to herself. She can turn on, she's 3 years old. She's almost three. She can turn on the iPad that's controlling it. She can scroll through, pick a song, push play, and get on the sound lounge all by herself. And there are many times where we find her laying on the sound lounge, all on her lonesome. It's really something magical to watch.
That's amazing. She's learning how to take care of herself so early in life. What a valuable skill. Yeah.
You'll see on our Instagram, I set her up on the meditation cushion and she's got the headphones on and I'm laying down on the sound lounge, just kind of watching her. And I just threw on the video camera just for a moment. And she screams at me because she's obviously listening to music and can't hear her own voice. And she goes, "Dad, I love you." And I said, "I love you too, Harmony." And she looks down at the music playing device that's running it. And she let off this sigh of relief, this like, I don't know if you have kids.
I do. Mine are 19 and 21. Two boys.
That's absolutely amazing to me. All right. So, you know, my daughter, like, I don't think she's got anything to really stress about. She gets fed food whenever she needs it. She spends plenty of time playing and she's got toys galore. Like, she goes and spends time with grandma and grandpa. Like, don't get me wrong. I get that. But to see this sigh of relief at three, not even two and a half, 3 years old, to me it was remarkable. It was this, it made me realize that everybody really does need access to this technology, that everybody really does have this negative self-talk that's constantly plaguing our day to day. It's a survival mechanism. I get that. It's a good thing, but that we all have and need these moments of deep relaxation. And here's my daughter, you know, she's wearing pajamas, she's hanging out with dad. Like, there's really no stress in this life. And yet she releases this sigh, and it is palpable. I mean, you can listen to it on Instagram as well, but it was really a remarkable moment for me.
And, that's wonderful.
And one where I really realized that we all need access to this technology, that we all have opportunities to relax more. And it was really something magical.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love that your daughter's name is Harmony as well. That's just, that's so amazing.
Unrelated, interestingly enough. My daughter came to my wife in a dream 3 months before we conceived. My wife was holding a baby in her dream. And baby looked up and said, "My name's Harmony. I'm coming to see you soon."
So
she woke up that morning and she said, "I met our daughter." And I said, "Is this your way of telling me you're pregnant?" And she said, "No." And she said, "But I just had a dream. And this baby that I was holding in my arms looked up and said what she said." And I said, "Okay, that's cool." We didn't tell a soul. We didn't tell anybody. We didn't tell my parents. We hadn't conceived yet, right? We didn't tell her parents, my parents. Everybody's like, "When are you going to be pregnant?" We're like, "We're working on it," right? Then we get pregnant and everybody's like, "Boy or girl?" We're like, "We don't know yet," right? And they're like, "Well, do you have a name yet?" Right? We knew we were having a girl. We went and got the ultrasound and that. And they're like, "Wait, what's her name going to be?" And we're like, "We don't know yet." Now, we knew her name was Harmony, but we didn't tell anybody. While we were pregnant, the original name of this business was Holistic Health Science. You can still find us on Instagram and YouTube if you want to see the history. We've been doing this for 6 years. When we came out with the meditation cushion, we wanted to do so underneath a different name. And we wanted to change from Holistic Health Science, which is a little clinical, to something that was a little bit more brand, you know, consumer focused. And I was brainstorming with my business partner, Dom, and he goes, "What about Harmony? Like bringing harmony, I am in harmony. What about in harmony?" And I'm like, "Yes, yeah, yes, it's yeah, right." We didn't tell him. He didn't know that my daughter, we're now pregnant. He didn't know, right? I was like, "That's a yes. It's an absolute yes. Let's do it." And In Harmony Interactive was born. Then when my daughter was born and I'm like, "Her name's Harmony," Tom's like, "Oh," my business partner, right? He's like, "Oh, so you named her after the business?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't." Really wild story. I don't think I've ever told that story on podcast for sure. So that's awesome.
Wow. Yes. Thanks for sharing that. That's an amazing story. Wow. Yeah. And I've heard of women that coming to them before they get pregnant. That happens. That happened to my sister-in-law, actually. It's pretty amazing.
Who knows? I don't know how it all works. That's not my department, but it was certainly interesting and really wild. And
definitely synchronistic. And, that's for sure. Yeah.
She resonates with the name too.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I love that name. I mean, I've never thought about that name before, but that's perfect. It's perfect in every way there. So, oh my gosh. And she's definitely a testimonial for your product as well, because I was going to ask if there was any major, you know, success stories that you've had from people. And, but that sounds like one of them is your daughter. You know, she's just thriving already.
I tell you, I get testimonials over email, and look, if you go to our website, right, or you go to the links in the bio and you go to our website, all the testimonials that are on my site are completely authentic and legit. Nothing is paid for. Nothing is bought. Those are people that have gotten on our tech and have agreed to go on camera and shared with us. I just got two more over the weekend when we were set up down at the Super Bowl. I get these on a regular basis. So please read up on those testimonials and see if any of them resonate with you. I had a gal who obviously I won't name, who went through just a horrific and tragic last 5 years. Lost three children and her husband to various circumstances, and hasn't really felt her same, hasn't really felt herself until she got on the Sound Lounge and until she was able to really process and focus on what life was going to look like in the future. And she now bought a Sound Lounge and has it on a regular basis, right? But went to one of these clinics that we mentioned before and had a Sound Lounge experience and finally felt like herself again. And now has access to this technology and is starting to share it on a regular basis because of the immense impact that this had on her life.
Wow.
I read that email and she gave me details and she told me everything that had happened to her. I burst into tears of joy, of pain, of sorrow, of grief, and immediately picked up the phone and called her and just said, hey, thank you so much for sending that note over. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for using our technology and giving me the juice that, I mean, that's the juice of life. And the reason why we do all this is for the impact that we have. It's really something that is so important to every single one of us to be relaxed, to be cool, calm, and collected, to have access to those states of consciousness. And it's really quite magical. So yeah, we get these testimonials almost every day. And it's the reason why we do what we do. I share them with my team to the extent that I can. We're not really so great about sharing them in public because I think they're very personal stories, but you'll find testimonials scattered about in what we do on social and that sort of thing. And they're all authentic.
That's incredible. You're just helping people come back home to themselves, to their natural state. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially after we've had some crazy experiences in life, there's always, you can always come back to yourself, and that's where the inner peace is. So, well,
absolutely. Before we close out, look, after this pandemic that we just went through, all of us have traumatic experiences that need to be processed. All of us have PTSD from social distancing and wearing masks and not seeing each other smile. And right or wrong, regardless of your opinion as if this was good or bad, the right thing or the wrong thing, all of us now have to deal with the consequences of those decisions. And this is one way that can help us to right that ship. And it's something that I'm really proud about and very excited about doing in the world, and a mission and a vision that really we want to raise consciousness and we want to touch humanity, and we're doing it day by day.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you, Craig, for putting this out into the world and helping so many people. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing today with my audience.
You're very welcome. The last thing that I would add is through the link that you're going to find in the show notes will also be a 90-day free gift to experience our app. So again, even if you don't want to buy the technology, even if you don't want to make the investment quite yet, you can go to the App Store on iOS or Android. You can download our app. If you just go to the App Store and download the app, you get a 14-day free trial. If you go to our website that we're going to show and link you to down below and fill out the form there, you'll be given a passcode for 90 days. It's a little different in how you're going to get set up. You need to go through our website first, and then download and create your username and password on our site first. But we'll give you all that instruction and show you how to do it. And it's a great way for you to experience our technology and our music before making the investment.
Yeah. So what do you get with the app when you sign up for that exactly?
So there's 230 tracks. We just released five new tracks in January. Our director of content creation, his name is Anthony Weiss. He's an incredibly talented musician and sound healer. And we're constantly making new music. The track that we just released a couple of days ago was on grief. The track before that was about abundance. It's a track that you can listen to welcome and invite abundance into your life. We've got an entire chakra balancing series. We've got a series with Solfeggio frequencies that focuses on various aspects of our physiology. There's different brainwave states that we can train through a partnership that we have with BrainTap. There are a lot of different things as far as different musical meditations that you can utilize to influence and impact different parts of your physiology or just this human experience that we have day in and day out.
Yeah, that's amazing. We didn't get into the brain waves. I wish we had, but we talked about some amazing things.
We'll do it again.
Yeah. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get involved with this because this has inspired me so much, and this is exactly where I'm at. I just want to experience that and find that relaxation on a deeper level. So thank you so much. Yeah.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Allison. And thank you. Oh, do you want to leave them? I maintain.
With that website as well. Do you want to leave everybody with that?
Sure. So the link down below, look in the show notes down below for the link because we haven't set it up yet. That's the point of this recording,
but
it will be set up before we do that. So check out the link in the recording. And if you find us on social and you've got a question, I'm pretty much the one who's on the other side of it. We obviously have a team, but I do pride myself on getting back to all of the comments and all of the messages that are sent to us on social media. So please feel free to reach out with any questions that you might have.
Okay. Well, thank you, Craig. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Is this important? Depends on what we learn from our parents, what we did or didn't get, and our level of trust that we'll be taken care of and in the universe's abundance. Many of us grew up in households that weren't perfectly nurturing, so our ability to receive was compromised. Receiving became something we needed to learn how to do on our own, and for some of us, we're still learning. If you're not allowing yourself to take in the goodness life has to offer by acknowledging your wins and receiving love from others, you will always be searching. ever feel like you're doing enough?